The Stadio Lanfranchi is in the northwest corner of Parma, still in the city proper, but away from the ancient buildings and narrow streets. It's a rugby pitch, home to two professional teams and leased to the Panthers for football. It has canopy-covered grandstands on both sides, a press box, and a playing surface of natural grass that is well-maintained in spite of the heavy traffic. Soccer is played at the much larger Stadio Tardini, a mile away in the southeast section of the city, and there larger crowds gather to celebrate Italy's modern-day reason to exist. There's not much to cheer about, though. The lowly Parma team barely clings to its place in the prestigious Serie A of Italian soccer. The team still draws its faithful, though. About 30,000 long-suffering fans show up with Cubs-like devotion year after year, game after game. That's about 29,000 more than generally show up for Panthers games at Stadio Lanfranchi. It has seating for 3,000, but rarely sells out. Actually, there's nothing to sell. Admission is free. Rick Dockery walked slowly across midfield as long shadows fell, hands crammed in jeans pockets, the aimless stroll of a man in another world. Occasionally, he stopped and pressed hard with a loafer to check the turf. He had not stepped onto a field, or a pitch, or whatever the hell it was, since that last day in Cleveland. Sam sat five rows up on the home side, watching his quarterback and wondering what he was thinking. Rick was thinking about a training camp one summer not too long ago, a brief but brutal ordeal with one of the pro teams. He couldn't remember exactly which. Camp that summer had been at a small college with a field similar to the one he was now inspecting. A Division III school, a tiny college with the obligatory rustic dorms and cafeteria and cramped locker rooms, the type of place some NFL teams choose to make training as tough and austere as possible. Andy was thinking about high school. Back at Davenport South, he had played every game in front of more people, home and away. He lost in the state finals his junior year in front of 11,000. Small maybe by Texas standards, but still a heck of a crowd for Iowa high school football. At the moment, though, Davenport South was far away, as were many things that once seemed important. He stopped in the end zone and studied the goalposts, odd ones. Two tall posts, painted blue and yellow, anchored in the ground and wrapped with green padding that advertised Heineken. Rugby. He climbed the steps and sat next to his coach, who said, "What do you think? Nice field, but you're missing a few yards." 10, to be exact. The goalposts are 110 yards apart, but we need 20 for the two end zones. So we play on what's left, 90 yards. Most of the fields we play on are meant for rugby, so we have to make do. Rick grunted and smiled. "Whatever." "It's a long way from Brown Stadium in Cleveland," Sam said. "Thank God for that. I never liked Cleveland, the city, the fans, the team. And I hated the stadium. Right there on Lake Erie, bitter winds, ground as hard as concrete." "What was your favorite stop?" Rick grunted out a laugh and said, "Stop. That's a good word. I stopped here and there, but never found a place. Dallas, I guess. I prefer warmer weather." The sun was almost gone and the air was growing cooler. Rick stuck his hands into the pockets of his tight jeans and said, "So tell me about football in Italy. How did it happen?" "The first teams popped up about 20 years ago, and it spread like crazy, mainly here in the north. The Super Bowl in 1990 drew 20,000, a lot less last year. Then it declined for some reason. Now it's growing again. There are 9 teams in the A division, 25 or so in the B division, and flag football for the kids." Another pause as Rick rearranged his hands. The 2 months in Florida had given him a dark tan, but a thin skin. His tan was already fading. "How many fans watch the Panthers?" "Depends. We don't sell tickets, so no one really counts. Maybe 1,000? When Bergamo rolls in, the place is packed."
"Bergamo?"
"The Bergamo Lions, perennial champs." Rick found this amusing.
"Lions and Panthers, do they all have NFL names?"
"No, we also have the Bologna Warriors, Rome Gladiators, Naples Bandits, Milan Rhinos, Lazio Marines, as well as the Ancona Dolphins and Bolzano Giants." Rick chuckled at the names.
"What's so funny?" Sam asked.
"Nothing. Where am I?"
"It's normal. The shock wears off fast, though. Once you put on the gear and start hitting, you'll feel at home."
"I don't hit," Rick wanted to say, but thought better of it. So Bergamo is the team to beat?
Oh, yes. They've won 8 straight Super Bowls and 61 straight games.
The Italian Super Bowl. Can't believe I missed it.
A lot of people missed it. On the sports pages, we go last after swimming and motorbiking. The Super Bowl is televised, though, on one of the lesser channels.
Because he was still horrified at the thought of his friends learning that he was playing intramural ball in Italy, the prospect of no press and no televised games was quite appealing.
Rick was not looking for glory in Parma. Just a small paycheck while he and Arnie waited for a miracle back home. He didn't want anyone to know where he was.